Welcome to Out of Bounds. I'm Tish Perlman. My guest is Amy Garbinkus, RN. Garbinkus is a graduate of TC3, where she completed nursing school in 2013. She currently works on the surgical floor at Cuba Medical Center. And earlier this year, she began work as a nurse in cardio rehab at Island Health and Fitness in Ithaca. Garbinkus received a certification for plant-based nutrition from E. Cornell and previously worked as a vegetable farmer and as part owner of an organic apple orchard. And welcome.
Thank you, Tish.
But before we talk about your nursing career, I want to talk a little bit about your early career ideas. And you said you wanted to be a health coach. What would that entail?
Well, I have a lot of interest in nutrition, obviously, from what I've been doing, and plant-based nutrition in particular. And I also interested in a lot of different diets for prevention of cancer. I've done some work with the Gerson diet and also with the macrobiotic diet with cancer patients.
Ah.
So my idea was always that when people are confronted with something like cancer, and if it's their decision that they want to make changes to their diet rather than go a more conventional route or go along with a conventional route but also change their diets, it becomes a full-time job, and it's very difficult. When I was caring for my mother, I found that it took all my time just to prepare her meals. They all had to be fresh. She had to have her juices. It was a full-time job, and I thought, well, a lot of people are not going to be able to do this.
Oh, right.
So I thought my experience doing that, I could possibly be a health coach for people or help them with their diets and other questions they might have about their health while they're going through a very difficult time.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you were a vegetable farmer for quite a number of years. What got you interested in nutrition? Were you interested in nutrition, per se, before you started nursing?
Well, yes, before I started nursing, for sure. And I think the first thing I got interested was farming. I grew up eating a very terrible diet, actually.
The American diet, you mean?
Yes, standard American diet, exactly. And I got into college, and I met people who introduced me to food co-ops. And then I went to food co-ops, and that's when I learned what kale was. I had never even heard of these greens or really eaten vegetables that much. So I got introduced to co-ops, and I also met a friend who was working on an organic farm. And I started working on the farm, and I got interested in vegetables, and I started working at a food co-op, and that's what got me interested in nutrition.
Ah, that's great. Now, let's talk about your nursing career. You said you pursued this vocation when you were caring for your mother, who was dying at the time.
Yes.
To tell us a little bit about this evolution and this new career.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, in my early 20s, if anyone had suggested me becoming a nurse, I would have just looked at them and said, no way. Because it just seems like a very difficult job. What I found, though, is that when I've cared for people, like when I was caring for my mother, and I also helped care for an in-law at one time, and I realized how fulfilling and how much it fed me, actually, through the process. And I realized that I could handle things I never thought I could handle. I figured if I can handle taking care of my mother while she's dying, certainly I can handle caring for people that are not so close to me, actually, through the process. And I just realized a strength and a feeling of gratitude and just fulfillment of being there for someone when they need you.
Yeah, that's great. So you went through TC3 nursing school.
Yes.
Was there anything during that experience that surprised you, or was it just
a lot?
Let's go.
Yeah. No, TC3, going through the nursing program there, and I can't compare it because I haven't been through them other places, but it is an amazing program. And what I realized then, even when I was in the program, I thought, even if I never become a nurse, I am so glad I went through this program, because there is so much. I felt like the main focus, for me anyway, was learning about therapeutic communication and how to be there for people, how to be present for people. And I also just met a group of people that were some of the most caring, compassionate people I'd ever met in my life. Mm. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Wow. So it helped you as a human being, not just as a professional.
Exactly.
Oh, that's God, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really interested in this, that you considered specializing in hospice care.
Yes.
When you first started your career in nursing. To tell us about that, and you obviously didn't stay in that field, so.
Yeah, I tried to get into that field, but did not at the time, and ended up in other places that I was also enjoying. But yeah, I feel like I have a view of death that, you know, we're all going to die. it comes from also my interest in Buddhism of just you need death for life. And I don't have a real negative view towards death. I'm not, it doesn't scare me that much. I'm not afraid to talk about it with people. I'm not afraid to be there for people who need to talk about, you know, my mom and I, she planned her funeral with me.
Oh, that's sat down, wonderful to be able to do that.
Yes. It didn't bother, I mean, of course I was sad, but it didn't bother me in a way that I couldn't be there for her and let her talk about those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the first step, right, to be able to work with people who are dying is to not be uncomfortable, right?
I mean, exactly.
Wow. So you didn't stay in hospice care, so you ended up, at least now, you're on a surgical ward.
Well, I was just before starting cardiac rehab.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So was that a field you chose to step into, or was it thrown to you, or just an opening? Or
it just kind of happened. When I was in nursing school, I became an aide in the hospital to just get more experience of being in the hospital. And I happened to work on this floor, short stay surgical at Cayuga Medical Center. And it was for inpatient surgery. So we were taking people after they had their surgeries. But if they were going to be there for more than 24 hours, hip replacements, knee replacements, you know, bariatric surgeries, all kinds of inpatient surgeries. And I liked it. There was a lot of diversity with patients, with, you know, age. The people that I worked with on that unit were just so amazing and such a tight-knit group. We all took care of each other and helped each other out. It was great.
Well,
yeah.
Did you find yourself as a nurse having to call up some of your past experience in order to cope with what you have to deal with? Or did everything come from nursing school?
No, not everything, although a lot. Even if not necessarily nursing school itself during that time, just different things I was maybe going through in my life that, you know, I had separated from a partner that I was with for a long time and going through that process and caring for my mom, which was right before nursing school. You know, I developed a lot of coping mechanisms then, but a lot during nursing school too, for sure.
Yeah, oh man. I would just think it would be stressful to have to work with people who are sick because they're often obviously not feeling well, not reacting the way you think somebody should, you know. I mean,
right.
I would think you have to have some kind of social skills or you won't be a good nurse.
Yeah, and you know, they do teach that a lot at TC3. I mean, a lot of it, or even just amongst my coworkers, you know, we would always say to each other, if someone's being really kind of nasty to you or something, which is rare, I'll be honest. If they were, all you have to do is sit there and think, well, gosh, how would I be feeling if, you know, I just found out I had to have my foot amputated? You know, I'm not going to be the most cheery, friendly, happy person.
Yeah, so
I wouldn't expect
when you're scared. Yeah.
I wouldn't expect anyone to be that way with me when they're in that position. I've had many patients after the fact say, I'm really sorry about how I acted yesterday. I'd say, you know what? We deal with this stuff every day. We know it's not easy to go through. We don't take any of this personally. That was a very natural reaction for you to have.
I know, because, I mean, when I think of nursing, I don't just think of Band-Aids and, you know, I mean, so much has to do with interaction. You have to almost be a psychologist.
Right.
Yeah. I want to talk about while you were in nursing school, you went to Nicaragua.
Yes.
And worked with pop-up clinics.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, that was a great experience. Another thing that's so great about TC3, one of the teachers that I had there, Paula Moore, I became really good friends with her because she ran this program, taking students to the east coast of Nicaragua. It's a very depressed area as far as finances, and there's a lot of crime. And we set up these pop-up clinics in some places that were only accessible by boat.
Wow.
It was a really great learning experience for me. We got to meet people there that were the organizers that on the ground there that lived there, the locals, and spend time with them, and that was great. And mainly we just did assessments. We saw patients, we listened to their concerns, and we referred them to doctors when they needed it.
Wow. Did you have to deal with things that you've never seen in the U.S., different diseases? And
I didn't see a whole lot of different diseases. Well, one thing we did work with that was interesting to me was some of the people that were divers for the lobster industry.
Oh.
And they would dive so deeply and so frequently, they'd become wheelchair bound or they would have major physical problems from it.
Wow.
And that was something that I hadn't known much about before.
You had to learn about that. Yeah. Did the trip to Nicaragua, because it is such a different country, different medical, you know, establishments, did that change you as a nurse? Did it help you grow? Did it make you grateful for the profession in this country? Or?
Yeah, I mean, just the resources we have here compared to other places. You know, they have wonderful doctors there. They have a lot of caring, but they don't have the resources that we have in this country, that's for sure.
That must have been kind of frustrating then.
Yeah, to go in the hospital and see. It's just different. It's just different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't have as much space. People don't have as much privacy. It doesn't seem... water can be an issue there, so sanitation is different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I would think it would be a different challenge, you know. I mean, when you go to Europe, you're used to Western kind of medicine, but some countries are still without the funding and without the training. And
without the infrastructure.
Did they suggest that you go to Nicaragua just to see what the experience would be like of trying to work in this field without all the resources that you need?
I won't say they recommended it as a blanket across the board. I think it was mentioned through school, and I always have had, I love to travel and I love to see other cultures. When I was in college, I was studying cultural anthropology
I saw that.
It's a big interest of mine. So I just right away thought, I want to do that.
Do you think you'll want to travel somewhere else and try nursing in other countries now?
I would love to. You know, I have a million ideas of what I want to do in my life, but doing some sort of Doctors Without Borders type of thing in the future is definitely a possibility.
Does that Doctors Without Borders organization include nurses?
It does.
Oh, that sounds like something you would really want to do.
Yeah, and there's other things similar, too, that isn't.
Well, I want to talk to you about the fact that the profession of nursing has changed greatly, obviously, since Florence Nightingale and some of the early nurses. Are you more tending to go into specialty nursing? Because I know so many who have.
Yeah.
Instead of being just a general nurse on a hospital floor.
Right. So I'm specializing now in cardiac. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed working on the short stay surgical unit for all its diversity, although even that is somewhat, everything is kind of specialized, it seems to me. I mean, we would see a lot of different things on the short stay unit, a lot of different kinds of surgeries, and also because I think we're in a smaller community, a smaller hospital is probably not as specialized as some larger hospitals. Mm. But now I'm kind of getting into this cardiac rehab situation, which is very specialized.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Amy Garbinkas. She's an RN, and we're talking about her work at Cuba Medical Center, as well as her new work as a nurse at cardio rehab at Island Health and Fitness. I want to talk to you about this because I know it's one of your big interests. It seems to me that medical people I've run into and the ones that I know and have dealt with as a patient don't know that much about nutrition.
Sure.
And they don't know much about even the food sources. And to talk to us about how that has helped you as a nurse.
How has that helped me as a nurse? Well, in my current position, working in cardiac rehab, there is a major nutrition component there. You know, now I have the time to speak with people, you know, in that program while they're exercising or whatever we're doing, about how they're eating. And so it's helped me immensely there. In the hospital is a little different because people are in a more acute setting. They're not necessarily thinking about how they're going to eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of an emergency situation where they're just thinking about getting through these couple of days that they're in the hospital.
Yeah.
So that was a little different.
But you still have to deal with people who say, I don't eat meat, and I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, and it has been helpful for me to speak with people. It's not something I would ever necessarily suggest to people in the hospital, but then people that were there asking questions about how they're eating, or if they're already eating in a certain way and they're asking questions about how they can continue that in the hospital. Mm. It was nice to be there for them.
Oh, yeah. I find food so important, and I've been shocked in my life that so many medical people I've met don't know anything about nutrition and food. And,
right.
You know, I mean, the cure is the drug, right, instead of the diet.
Yeah.
So I think we shouldn't go back to both.
Right. It's hard, you know, to be fair to just people in general. There's so much to know about in this world, and you can't know everything.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the other thing about nursing that has been, you know, I've always been a real perfectionist, and I've really had to let go of that.
Mm.
Because when you're working on a floor, there's so many things going on. You have to be ready to say, you know what, I don't know what to do in this situation. I need to ask my coworkers, my peers, and get different opinions because I've never seen this or that before. You just can't know everything.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Doctor, nurse, anybody in any profession.
Yeah.
I understand that. I do want to talk about your work at Cardio Rehab at Island Health and Fitness. How did you segue into that, and what's the experience been like?
Yeah, so I was working at the hospital, and the person who had been working in cardiac rehab was leaving, was going on maternity leave, and she was transitioning out because she wanted to stay home. So she let me know the position was open. I had been thinking about different positions. I never intended to work in a hospital when I went to nursing school.
Mm.
That was never really my intention. Like I said, I did think about hospice, and I've thought about health coaching. And I thought, well, this is like the next step for me to see how I like this more health coach type of a position. And the doctors there are, doctors and dietitians adhere to a diet similar to what I think is healthy. And it's more about preventative. It's secondary prevention, what they call secondary prevention. You have an event, and then you want to prevent another event from happening. Mm. How can you do that? So preventive medicine to me is where it's all at, really, as far as what we need to start thinking about doing.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people in cardio rehab, including me when I was in it, we're trying to get our strength back.
Yeah.
And we're not used to being so vulnerable. So, you know, I mean, that's part of what you have to do, too, is make people realize, you know, this isn't going to stay this way. And
Right.
let us help you so you don't have to feel that way. And
yeah, it's a great program.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And then all the people are compassionate. And
yeah.
I was amazed by that, actually.
Yeah, and I think, you know, since you were there, you know, you gain more confidence about what you can do through the program, and you get into a routine. And the thing I think is really great about it is the camaraderie between the participants in the program.
Yeah.
You're in a classroom, not a classroom, but you're in a class setting.
You're in a little gym.
Yeah, you're class. in a little gym class, right, and you get to know the people that have been through similar events as you have, and that's really powerful.
Yeah, and then you have autonomy as a nurse, too. You're not sitting there being called and having to go into really chronically sick rooms. You can get to know people.
Exactly, the time to get to know people. And, you know, some people will ask me about my job and how do I like it, and I'm like, I love my job because I feel like I'm hanging out with my friends all day because I get to know people so well and I get to know about what's going on in their lives. And because it isn't just about the exercise.
No, absolutely not.
You get to know how people are doing and how they're handling their stress, what they're doing for stress, what they might be going through. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I know you said that one of your big priorities was connecting with people. And, of course, I thought, whoa, what a perfect profession for Amy.
Yeah.
What do you think that drive has been? Connecting for your own good, for your life, for education? What was it?
Oh, for my own good, I'd say.
Mm.
I just like to connect with people. It makes me feel, like I said, it's like your friends and family. I don't have a... Well, I have family, but I live alone, and it's nice for me to be around a group of people, and they care for me as much as I care for them.
Yeah.
And you find that sometimes I think that I get more benefit from the interactions I have with my patients than my patients do.
Really?
Yeah, just feelings of self-worth and connecting. And people find out about my life a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And show concern. And, you know, when we say goodbye to people when they finish the program, it's always a little bit sad.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But it must be a happy moment, too.
It is.
Letting somebody go and they're healthier.
Yes,
so you
exactly.
made a difference, right?
Or people, you know, that come back and visit us,
yes.
which is also pretty nice. Yeah.
So, you know, this is a question I've asked other nurses. You're supposed to be a caregiver. You're supposed to be compassionate. How do you deal with people who are really, really hard to deal with? You know, ornery, angry.
Right.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Is it a separate space in some ways?
A little bit. I mean, I don't run into that a lot. But when I do, you know, it's just that idea of, okay, try to put yourself in this person's shoes and find the common ground. Find something you can connect with that person. Figure out what it is that makes them happy or find something good in their lives or just listen to them. I mean, just let them talk about whatever it is that might be bothering them.
Hmm.
Somehow you can get there if you just give people time and your attention.
But, I would think in this kind of a profession that would be the hardest thing is to not have everything become personal.
Right.
You know, I mean, if somebody attacks you or gets mad at you, and that's personal. If somebody gets better, oh, I don't want them to leave because I want to see the results of my work. I mean, how do you deal with that? That human side, the connection side is what that is a part of.
Yeah. Good question. You know, in this profession, I honestly... there's not been too many times where I've really taken things personally from patients.
Mm.
I have taken things personally from doctors.
Oh, I've heard that.
Not that I've had that experience in cardiac rehab at all, but when I first became a nurse, let's just say, it's hard. First of all, you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you know what you're doing, but, you know, you're learning as you go. You're learning how to, when do I call a doctor? What information do I have on hand when I call them? So, you know, you call somebody and you're not really prepared and you can tell they're kind of like, why aren't you prepared? You know, they can give you this sort of, this can happen. It's natural.
Yeah.
But you just go, you learn as you go.
Yeah.
It's all a process.
Do you have to learn to respect your profession, too? Because, I mean, I know a lot of people say, I don't want to deal with a nurse.
Yeah.
I want a doctor to call me and talk to me and et cetera, you know, in regard to the medical profession. How do you deal with that?
Yeah. You know, I understand. And like I said, you know, nurses are very, very well trusted.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I've noticed about the profession and one thing I'm grateful for. You know, I feel like, well, I'm a caregiver at my job, and some people, you know, that can be, you know, you give, and sometimes you need nurturing too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like that, and I compare it to my sister, who's a teacher.
Ah.
She's a high school teacher. She gives and she gives and she gives, but she doesn't get a lot back from her students necessarily as far as verbally. Like, my patients thank me at the end of the day.
Mm.
I get thanked all the time. I don't feel like and that's very fulfilling for me. That's very, it's great. Where I find some people who are giving, they don't necessarily see the results until a lot longer, further away.
Yeah.
Before someone comes back and thanks them.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, I've often heard constantly hear about this. You know, the tug of war between doctors and nurses and the medical profession's respect level of different, you know, aspects of medicine that people go into.
Yeah.
My brother's a nurse, so I hear about that all the time.
Well, I was thinking about it, too, as I was talking about it. I think part of that is a confidence thing. That's where I think, you know, going into it as a new nurse, maybe feeling this conflict, but but not feeling it as I became more seasoned as a nurse. And so I almost think that sometimes it's a wrong perception, possibly, on someone's part. Like, maybe I'm perceiving something that's not really what they're meaning to extend.
Yeah, well, that happens almost everywhere, especially in this world right now.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Try to think of, it's that wrong perception that people can have, and that's when you have to, then you have to ask, is this is how I'm taking what you're saying. Is that really what you're trying to convey to me right now?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that sounds like something nurses would have to ask people every minute.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, people feel so vulnerable, and they're not feeling well, and then there's all these strangers telling them what to do.
Right.
And I've found that really hard to deal with.
Yes.
Especially the stranger part. You know?
Yeah. And you get into, you know, you might be someone who would maybe ask a lot of questions about what's going on with your care.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people don't. And you get into this habit, and I've gotten into this myself, where you're kind of rushing people through a process. And when they start to ask questions, it's like, oh, all of a sudden this person's interrupting my process.
Ah, yeah.
And then I have to think, you know what, I should be glad they're interrupting because they want to know what's going on with their care.
Yeah. Well, Amy, we are almost out of time. I want to see what you would consider saying to somebody who's thinking about going into nursing. What would you recommend?
What would I recommend? Oh. Yeah, I think going through the 2-year nursing program to start, seeing how you like it, you'll definitely get a lot out of it no matter what you decide. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great profession to be in. There's a lot of diversity in what you can do. If there's one thing you're not enjoying, you're going to find something else that you can. And also, that seems to be a welcome thing in the medical community for nurses to try as many things as they can.
And what about attributes that somebody might consider? I better not be someone like, you know, people who are hot-headed and can't control their emotions, you know.
Yeah.
You see that in politics a lot.
Yes.
So would you tell people that there are attributes that they might consider would be better than others for this profession?
Well, you definitely have to be a good listener. You definitely have to have a lot of compassion and empathy. And you have to be okay with not knowing everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, I think it's a wonderful profession, and I love how diverse it is, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a diversity, obviously, in the patient community.
Yes.
So. Well, I think we are out of time. Is there any contact information people can get from you or where they might be able to?
I can be found at the Cardiac Rehab, which is part of the Cayuga Center for Healthy Living under Cayuga, and I work for Cayuga Medical Center. So we do have a Cayuga Center for Healthy Living website.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a great pleasure to talk to you about all this different stuff in your life.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Our audio producer is Nate Richardson at Rep Studio in Ithaca, New York. Our theme music was composed by Diego Vega, and we are a sponsored project of the New York Foundation for the Arts. Tax-deductible donations are welcome at artspire.org. That's artspire.org. And visit us online at outofboundsradioshow.com. I'm Tish Perlman. We'll be back next week.